appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Somebody said, we're going to dance all over heaven with them crowns. I believe we're going to lay them at the feet of Jesus. And we're going to have a meeting like in what we've never had before. Boy, it's good, ain't it? Very, very, very honored to stand here in this spot. Brother Ken Bowman, the man of God, ain't you glad? I'm honored to stand here. Grateful. And I'm glad to have my family with me. Glad the Holy Ghost is with me. And I'm glad my Bible's with me. And I'm a nervous man. You ever get that way? And I'm honored and privileged to be here. You know, this is one of the most fearful places a man can stand. I'm a looking at y'all, and all of y'all are looking at me. And I'm going to stand before God one day for every word that I say in this place. And that makes me nervous, Brother Ken. And at home, boy, I've been taking that a lot more deeper because I'm with them people two and three times a week. And that indoctrination, that's deep. And I don't want to miss God. And I told my wife, and I hope you'll understand this, and I sure hope that I don't make your pastor nervous. Because I just don't let anybody in my pulpit, and I know you don't neither. If I could get out of here tonight, I'd get out of here. I'm 24 years into preaching. If I make it to July, I'll be 25 years into preaching the blessed word of God. And I had to apologize to my people this morning because I've neglected to preach some of the Bible to them. And I was coming down the road, and I'm going to be real honest, Brother Ken. I'm so under pastoral authority that I'll do what that man says. I want to preach on James chapter 1 is what I want to preach. I want to preach on I won't. I won't. I want to preach on that I won't. But I'll miss God if I go there, Brother Ken. And when I take you to my text, please don't turn me off. And Brother Ken, if I get any out of order, you set me down to drop the hat. But I got to go to Malachi chapter 3 if that'll be all right. See, y'all know the text, don't you? Huh? Y'all know the text, don't you? I'm not going to abuse that text, preacher. I'm not going to abuse. I don't always feel God. I don't always feel Him. But I feel Him from my head to my toe right now. I promise I'm not going to abuse this text. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach it different than I've ever heard anybody ever preach it. Whew. Are y'all been in church? I want to talk to y'all tonight about some windows. I want to come tonight and I'm going to talk about some windows. I never seen some so pretty like these. And I'm telling you, I'm not prepared to preach this, but the Holy Ghost is. And I had to preach this morning, Brother Ken, and I'm telling you, I'm more nervous tonight than I've been in my entire preaching because I'm not in my pulpit. And I promise on the Word of God, I'll not abuse this. You in Malachi chapter 3, let me hear a good amen. I've tried to commune with God. Let's stand. I'll be honest, I may be here 10 minutes or I might be here 10 hours. I'm sick of time frames. I'm going to tell you what I'm interested in. I'm interested in the God of glory sitting down in this place that we call the sanctuary. I'm interested in God emptying me of myself and filling me with Himself. Hallelujah to God. Malachi chapter 3. It's Old Testament. I'm going to clear that too here in just a minute. Verse number 7. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances. Boy, ain't that right. There's some ordinances we better get back to. I'm not the pastor. I'm a nervous wreck right now, preacher. I wouldn't step on my bounds, but ain't you glad for a pastor that keeps ordinances, that keeps this thing in order? Ain't you glad to have a church that's in order? Most churches I preach in's out of order. I'm glad to be in one tonight that's in order. Somebody said, how do you know it's in order? Because the Holy Ghost don't manifest Himself in a church that's out of order. He only manifests Himself in a church that's in order. Hallelujah. Well, it's feeling pretty good. I'm going to get over that nervous spell. I say, I'm glad there's some ordinances. And have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you. What a promise. What a promise. Hallelujah. I may not get nowhere into this. What a promise. He said, if you'll return unto me, I'll return unto you. Ain't you glad there's testimonies that we've returned to God and God has returned to us? Look around. He saith, the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? That's the question. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. We all right, ain't we, preacher? Ye are cursed with a curse. Now that's a message in itself. You're cursed. We was cursed at birth. I don't want another curse. I got a whole message on that I'll probably preach one day. I don't need no more curses on me. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. I'm telling you, these are dangerous verses, but this is where I want to get in. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Now that's a picture of the church. That there may be meat in mine house. Only place in your Bible this next little phrase. And prove me now. I may just have to stop and shout a while. Prove. Hey, y'all believe the Word of God's right, don't you? Jesus said, bring it down here and just try me. Now listen, the new meaning in that new Webster, that word prove, the word dares in there. That Webster 1828, the meaning of it is to try, to test. Testing. Trying. He said, prove me now. Now I ain't going to preach this with arrogance. God knows my heart. He said to prove me now. Herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Here's my text. If I will not open you the windows. Has your Bible got an S on that? Hey, it's more than one window. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to preach in a church. Y'all know something about preaching. Amen. There's more than one window. He said, I'll open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Don't y'all act like y'all all spiritual. I don't desire to be blessed. don't have to have the blessings. When you look at old so-and-so's new car and you say, wonder what he's doing. And you sort of look at your fender flopping, oil dripping, transmission slipping. Somebody help me. Come on now, don't you die on me. I'm talking about you crank yours up when everybody leaves because yours does like this. Oh no. I got two of them like that. Hallelujah. And pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. If you believe your Bible, that ought to help you right there. Now verse number 11, I'm going to preach in this verse. And I will rebuke the devourer. I'm a Baptist, but I'm glad I have a rebuker. Is everybody all right? I'm glad God can rebuke the winds. I'm glad God can rebuke me. But I'm grateful that he can rebuke the devourer. For your sakes, not for his, for your sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Do you hear the your in here? I want to help y'all tonight. I don't want to hurt you. I want to help you. The fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit. God showed me some truths today. I'm telling you, the vine is not going to die. Hallelujah. Before the time in the field, saith the Lord. Somebody said that's Old Testament. Saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody said God didn't speak to the red letter edition. God started in Genesis 1, closed her up in Revelation 21, 22, and I'm glad he'll have the final say so. He's been talking long time. Amen. Saith the Lord of hosts. You can be seated. Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, thank you for the move of God already in this place. And I'm glad that it was the hardest thing I could do to open up to Malachi chapter 3. But I felt that wind blow. And I'm already grateful that I'm there. Now, Lord God, I'm ignorant and unlearned, but if the Holy Ghost will get on me, there'll be some wisdom and there'll be some preaching done tonight that will help people to say, to God be the glory. They'll not look at me, they'll see you. God, let them be as when King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up. Let them see Jesus tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. I'm probably just going to have to get in a gear right here and be real careful, if that'll be all right with y'all. I'm a country man. And that house that I live in is over 100 years old. And you know what's the worst thing I can't stand about? And I know worse is not a good English word, but I use it. I can't stand it because my windows don't go up and down. Have y'all ever lived in a house that it's had 1,300 coats of paint on the window pane? And you could take a knife and cut it, but it's so deep in there, you finally just get mad and knock a window out. Somebody help me right there. Don't act like I'm the only one ever slammed the door or kicked a fender or throwed a dog across the yard. I'm a fat man. I'm addicted to Freon. Hello. I'm old-fashioned, but I'm glad I live in today's world with padded pews and windows that cannot be open. Hallelujah. I done walked to the left side of this and got air blowing there. And I standing here and I thought, I could just pray about a high fire right here. Amen. That's how I'm going to fix my next platform right there. I'll have two air conditioned vents. I never have had that. I've never noticed it until now, but it feels real good. And I, you know what I'd love to do? I would love to open my windows because of the temperature now. Huh? The temperature is right. Now you that's all cold, I can't help it. I sweat in the winter. But I love to open, I love to hear the bristle of those leaves, that old oak tree. You can't reach around it in front of my house. I mean, it's so big, and I'm telling you, it's a huge oak tree. And I love just to sit under that thing every chance I get. I got a back porch and I rock in a rocking chair at the crack of dawn with a cup of coffee. Y'all feel God in that, don't you? Huh? And I love it, but I can't raise my windows up. And I was reading one day and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and showed me some truths about this that I ain't got over yet. And here's what I had to tell my church. And God's going to make me preach it on the road, I'm going to tell you. This is one subject we run from as preachers because we don't want to get tagged as that church or that kind of preacher. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about money, if that'll be all right. Okay? I'm not going to step on my bounds, preacher. But I'm telling you, I want to preach on tonight on how to keep the windows open. My biggest thing tonight is not so much of how every preacher in America's preached this and every commentary I've ever read after, but the Holy Ghost has showed me some things about a window that is helping me. And I want to help you tonight on how to keep the windows open. There's four areas that the Bible distinctly talks about right here on how to keep. And listen, I've got about three of these points from another man, if that'll be all right, out of some reading. Is that okay? And now, if it'll shoot in his gun, it'll shoot in my gun, but God let me put the meat on it. Is that okay? I'm not going to lie to y'all and tell y'all that I got all of this by myself, but the Holy Ghost to get on it and give it to all of us by himself. He don't need me or you. He is the man. And so I can't even believe I told y'all that, but I did. That's how honest I want y'all to see that I am. There's a percentage on how to keep the windows open. There's a protection of how to maintain to keep those windows open. But there's a problem. I don't much want to talk about that problem, but I'm going to have to talk about that problem that will cause the window. Is everybody all right? That will cause the window to shut. But then there's a promise with this percentage and this protection that you and I ain't going to have no problem. Somebody help me. No, you done thought I'm a prosperity preacher right there. I ain't been watching all that other stuff. And when I get done preaching, you're going to know that I'm not a prosperity preacher. When I tell you about the promise and the protection and the percentage that will solve the problem. America has a problem. America's in debt tonight. Did you know that our dollar bill in real money ain't worth but about 27 cents? Did you know that every American woke up this morning in debt, $250,000? That was what it would take for every work in America to pay to get our country out of debt. Ain't that hard to believe? Come on now. America's in bad shape. And you know what? I'm guilty just like youngsters are. You know what I want? I want a cabin on a hillside. I want a razor wire fence around it. I won't beware of the dog every 10 foot. I just want to be left alone every now and then. Is that all right? But guess what? That's temporal. Is it all right to have that? Yes. I'm working on one right now. Hallelujah. Tucked up in the woods. Oh, glory to God. I'll get real carnal. I'll start talking about it. Hello? Nothing wrong with that. But that's going to die and fade away one day. Did you know there's only one thing that you and I better invest in And it's the storehouse of the God of glory. Ain't y'all glad y'all in the storehouse? Huh? Now, by way of introduction, if you and so bear with me, there's a percentage tonight that we need to get back to on how to keep the windows open. Now, y'all ready? This will probably be my last time. He'll probably delete my number out of his phone when this is over with. Huh? Boy, looky, there's me an offering plate. Ain't that a blessing? Tithes and offerings. My wife just looked at me. She had one of them oh no looks. It's going to be all right, Mama. I had to tell my church I'm sorry this morning. And I've never dreamed I'd have preached it here tonight, but coming down 27, God said, I need to talk to you, son. And I said, yes, Lord. He said, James 1 ain't what I want. I said, okay. He said, I want a little bit of what I had this morning. I said, oh, no, Lord. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I said, oh, no, Lord. I said, oh, no. Not Brother Ken's church. Oh, no. He said, oh, yeah. And so here I am. I've got 10 things here tonight. And why I've got 10 is because I want to put a percentage in your mind. Somebody said, now, Brother John, that's Old Testament about them tithes. Well, if you want to believe that so hard, don't you ever read Psalms 23 at the next funeral service. Because that's Old Testament. And don't you pray Jeremiah 33:3 because that's Old Testament. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Nahum 1:7, don't pray this, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in. That's Old Testament. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, he maketh me to lie down. That's a favorite psalm, we ought to read that at the funeral. That's Old Testament. Psalm 51:10, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew unto me a right spirit. And us as preachers and Brother Ken, I mean this from the depths of my heart. I respect you as high as I do any man. And if I do anything ignorant, I want you to pull me off and pull me to the side room and instruct me in wisdom. And I mean that. My pastors are dying. Now I don't know what I'm going to do when I don't have a pastor. He's the only one I've ever had. I've never had another pastor. If this is your first pastor, you ought to let it be your last pastor. Sorry. I can't apologize for that. But my daddy's been there for 43 years. And that's the only pastor I've ever had. And he's 83-year-old and he's dying. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm having to be a pastor, but I got a pastor. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I don't have a pastor. I'm going to need a pastor, brother. Everybody needs a pastor. Ain't that right? Even the pastor needs a pastor. I want to talk to you about the percentage of this window. Y'all believe your Bible, don't you? We got power bills, ain't we? We got car payments, ain't we? Y'all all right? We got house payment or house rent. If you ain't got no house payment or house rent, you ought to take 3 laps around this building if it's paid off. Hello. I got house payments, house rents, and other house payments on top of the house payment that the house rent run off and left me with. Amen. I'm sorry. Help me. Y'all don't act like I'm the only one in here. I wish the Lord had come back and let them figure out how they're going to get that took care of. What about them cell phone bills? We got to have that cell phone because we got that data plan. And when we can't Wi-Fi, we're going to have it still at the touch of a button. Oh, we got to keep that paid, ain't we? Somebody help me now. Well, what about the gas bill to put in that car? Everybody want to tell me they want to save money out at the church and said, preach, we just can't afford it. But they go buy the nicest vehicle they got out there. Don't get 11 miles a gallon. they could have bought that little Yaris that's got a half motor, got batteries in the trunk, and when the motor hit a shut off to the battery, somebody help me. But I'm going to tell you, I'm pretty fat, and I like that big F-250 that I can lay back in there. When you travel as much as I travel, you want to be as comfortable as you can. And can I say this gas is too high to drive to a dead church? A church alive is worth a drive. Y'all come on, y'all grinning now. I hope y'all grinning when I'm done. Well, we got the gas bill. You know how much gas I bought last week? $307 worth of gas. Now, Becca drove the truck last week, and I ain't got in there and seen what it was on. And I'm leaving again tomorrow. And I thought, heavens help, she ain't said nothing. And I don't know about that. Hello. But myself, $307 of fuel last week. Got to pay that gas, ain't we? Boy, this one hurts. Y'all think I've gone to meddling, but I really ain't. I'm talking to y'all about some windows. And I'm going to sound like a broken record because the Holy Ghost wants me to tell you about some windows. Not a winder, but a window. I said that for you educated people. This one's a bad one. What about them hunting supplies? Oh, heavens, hell. I mean, I'm real dumb, y'all. I'm dumb. I'm ashamed. I'm not going to tell how much I paid to be on that hunting club in Rochester, Kentucky, that I'm only going to get to hunt 3 days. But it's going to be about $1,000 a day there, I told you. Amen. Ain't that dumb? Not counting hunting license, not counting diesel fuel, not counting the Flash Ranger your preacher talked me into going buying. Hello. Oh, Brother John, God will help you with that. Hallelujah. And he did too. He called them boys. And when he got done with them, I got that thing for $1,400 less than what they said. So I really owe you a steak dinner tonight. Amen. But what about them hunting supplies? We got to get them paid, ain't we? You women folk, y'all should have said amen on that. But you precious women folk, what about that mall? Yeah, I owe Belk's and I owe J.C. Penney's and I owe Cato's and I owe Kirkland's now. She called me the other day and she said, honey, she said Kirkland's has got such a deal. And I said, yeah, they always do. She said, but this would look good in the bathroom. And I said, I'm sure it would. I said, I want you to know that I go to the bathroom just to look how good the bathroom looks. I'm all right, preacher. Amen. God will come back, I promise. I really believe he'll come back here in a minute. And I said, now, honey, I said, when I go to the bathroom, I'm not going in there and looking how nice the walls are. Y'all come on now. And I said, you take such a hot shower, and I take such a hot shower, that anything you buy is just going to wilt in there. And if you buy, she likes that. And I said, it's going to rust in there. The air conditioning vents even rusted up in the attic. But she said, they'll deliver it for $13. And said, I couldn't drive to Marietta for that. And so you know what I said? Just go ahead. Hello? I ain't hen pecked. I just have hen house ways. We got that mall bill. Somebody help me. Oh, yeah, let me get off. Let's get back to a serious bill. What about that insurance bill? We're going to pay that insurance, ain't we? I'm again. Are you all right, preacher? I mean, I really feel like I'm at home tonight, and that's dangerous. So we got eight right there, and we've come down to the final two. Taxes and tithing. Y'all thought y'all loved me. I'm going to lay a pretty heavy foundation here and preach a real quick sermon, if that'll be all right. Why did you choose taxes and tithing? Now, I'm fixing to blow your mind. You ain't got to have all that right there. Those are not necessities. But if you make money, you're going to pay your taxes. The Bible said to render unto Caesar's. What? Caesar's. Now, don't y'all act like I'm the only one in there ever done anything under the table. Don't y'all get spiritual on me. I hate that stinking tax law they've come out with this car insurance. I mean, that car tag. I hate it. Crazy. Because I buy and sell, buy a bargain. And I would say sell a bargain, but I got to pay bills too. Somebody help me. Amen. And I say, well, if you'll give me some of them Ben Franklins. And then you go down there at the tag office. And they don't give you a choice because I used to write a dollar on there. Yeah. And they tell you what you're going to pay. And you ain't got no choice. So we've come down to taxes and tithing. What are you going to do? I know what you better do. You better just take that tithing and put it in there and take them taxes and put them in there and say, all right, God, if you don't get nothing I say, would you hear me tonight? Do you want God to breathe on the nine? Do you? Do you want the windows of heaven on the nine? What is nine in our Bible? Fruit of the Spirit. I know this ain't a camp meeting message, and I told the Lord that, but He didn't want to talk to me about it. He said, I want to talk about windows. I said, yes, sir. And I feel real ignorant, but God's in here. You want God to breathe on the nine? You better put the one first. First. So let me break it down small to you. A dime on a dollar. A dollar on a ten. A ten on a hundred. A hundred on a thousand. Oh, somebody help me. A thousand on 10,000. I'd have to quit that. I'd take my shoes off. I've never been that high. I'd like to go that high. I'd love to be that high. I'd stagger probably a little bit if I was that high. Yeah, hello. I can talk to you about that 10 on the 100, but that 100 on a 1,000, that's every now and then. But that 10, I can't even, I'd have to take your shoes off, count that high, amen. You want God's blessings on the nine. You better be faithful to that percentage. Now, where did you get the percentage? A tithe means a tenth. Now, if y'all want to get over in the New Testament, you're going to sell everything you got and give it all to the storehouse. I'm telling you. If you want to get over here in the New Testament, I'm not going to stand on that because I'd break it. But imagine me getting it out of offering plate. That's what you ought to do. You ought to say, God, I'm not so much worried about my tithe. I want you to have my whole life. Somebody help me. You want the windows of God. You want the windows of heaven. You want the breeze of glory to blow through the windows of heaven. Just get all the way in. Get all the way in. We'll shout later probably. But I just got to preach tonight. Man in my church come to me some time ago and he said, preacher, I just can't get a hold of that tithing you preach. He said, it ain't that big of a deal. I said, well, suit yourself. I was tired of arguing with him. And he come back that night. It's a true story. I didn't read this out of no illustration book. It's a true story. And he come back in. I said, brother, come here. I said, man, I hate to ask you this. I said, me and my wife, I said, I'm $10 shy of what I need to get my bills totally completed tonight. And that old boy looked at me and pulled out his billfold. Because he's told me, he said, "Preacher, if you ever need anything, and this man's bought my lunch and suppers. You know he's been good." And I said, "I know that sounds like a little, but," I said, "honest to God, I lied." "Don't judge me yet." I said, I've got to have $10. He pulled out his billfold and pulled out a $50 bill. He said, "You take it." I said, "Oh, no, I'm not taking that 50. He's setting himself up and didn't even know it. I said, "I'm not taking that 50. I said, "I'm telling you before the Lord, I'm ashamed and I'm humbled to even ask you, because I don't ask people for nothing. But," I said, "I've got to have $10. And I'm telling you, I've got to I've got. He said, "I want you to have this 50, preacher." And I said, "I'd do you wrong by doing that." And I finally convinced him just to give me $10. Tears in his eyes. And when he pulled out that $10 bill and gave me, I pulled my billfold out. And I pulled out a brand new, crisp $100 bill. And I give it to him. And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "That's what God wants to do to you on every $100 bill." He said, "Hang on, you're messing me up, preacher." I said, "No, you hang on." I said, "You love me so much, you was wanting to give me 50. I said, "If you'll get so much in love with him, when that offering plate come by, you're going to give him that 10 plus some." Somebody help me. Are we all right? I know that I'm not in my pulpit preaching on money, but I'm having to, because that is the key to the window. This man was willing to give me more than I asked for. Oh, somebody help me. Ain't God give more than you and I have ever asked for? Honey, I got more than I've ever... Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell y'all tonight, God's been good to this fat boy. Hey, I don't have a sad story. I don't have nothing sad to tell you. God's been good to me, honey. He's met every one of my needs. And don't get mad at me. But the last 5 or 6 years, he's given me my carnal wants. Yes, sir. And you said he does that just because you're the preacher. No, he does not do that just because I'm a preacher. He treats all of his children the same. He loves all of his children the same. And if you want the windows of heaven open, you better have your percentage right. I know. Boy, the devil crawls on me right in the middle of preaching. But he's a liar. I'm preaching what he told me to. You want the blessings and the breath of God right here? In the economy of God, there's a check, $276. Every time that plate passes at the church. Every time. It's her tithe. Weekly. You listening? And her missions and her Bible camp and her faith promise is on out in there. But $276 a week is her tithe. Now watch this. Another little lady on the opposite side, on the other side of the building, every week, $30. Every week, $30. I want y'all to see something right here. And I know y'all know this because I know, but I got to do what the Lord said. It's better to hear it from another mouth too. Did you know that little lady that's given $30 is given the same amount of that other lady at $276 a week in the economy of God? Her 30 and her 276 in the eyes of God is the same. Don't look at the amount of the check. Look at the percentage of... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know God will open the window. It don't matter if a man's tithe is $10,000 or $10. The window of heaven is the same. The window of heaven and the blessings of God, He'll pour on your $10 just like He will the $10,000. I want to say, God, don't ever let me rob you. So you'll close the window. Keep the window open, God. Probably spent. I'm all right. Spent too much time right there, didn't I? I'm going to have to preach till I get done. Okay? All right, there's a percentage. Bring y'all the tithes in the storehouse there, maybe to meet. So we got the percentage under control. Now, are you robbing him? Or not? Number two, there is a protection that is in this percentage that's out of this world. Y'all ready for the protection? I can't believe I spent that much time there. Verse number 11, here is the protection. And I will rebuke the devourer. Well, can I preach a little opinion? Who's the devourer? Huh? Satan. But I've done a detailed word study on here. Listen to what that word devourer means. And we can tie Satan to the consumer. Oh, yeah. The consumer. You gonna cut your own throat, spite your face, by being the consumer. It's gonna be hard for God to rebuke the devourer when you become the devourer. Oh, is that all right? Is that all right? Well, I just can't pay my tithes this week. I can't give the missions. I can't. God's gonna close them windows. You gonna become the own devourer of your own problem by being the consumer of the wrong way. Beast and birds. Y'all study me and see if I ain't preaching truth. Consumed by fire. Our works are gonna be tried one day. By what? Hello? Hello? They're going to be consumed by fire. Your works are either going to be wood, hair, stubble, or what? Gold, silver, and precious stones. I want my works to come through. I don't want my works to be consumed by fire. I don't give to get. Brother Ken, if I'm wrong, buddy, you set me down. We don't give to get, but we do get by giving. If you give 100, don't you expect 1,000. But when you give because for God so loved the world. Hallelujah, that He gave, hallelujah, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have. He gave so I could have. He gave so I could have. I have because He gave. I can have everlasting life. I'll never die because somebody gave, and because they gave, I have. That's just the way it goes. Pestilence. To slay by sword. I'm talking about the meaning of devour. A drought. You ever feel like you're in a drought? Hey, I'm not going to tell y'all the percent I give in my offerings, but you just know, preacher. And even though that me and my little family does that, I still go through droughts. Watch this. I'm not going to look at that clock no more if that'll be all right. Listen to this next. That drought, that pestilence, consumer fire. Watch this. The devourer to devour of oppression. I've give my last dime and looks like I went deeper in the hole. And Mama said, what are we going to do? I said, we're not going to shortchange God. And I know the man that was perfect and upright and issueth evil, and I've never been perfect and I'm not too upright. I don't do a real good job on issuing evil, but he had a man that was perfect and upright, and he went through a drought. He went through, oh glory to God. I'm the richest man of all, lost it all. But I'm glad he didn't lose his God. I'm glad he didn't lose his God. And his wife said, why don't you curse God? Now, y'all better not give her a hard time. You better leave Job's wife alone. Honey, he said, you speak as one of those foolish women. She wasn't a foolish woman. Somebody, hey, say amen. Oh, thank God for a God-filled wife. It says, I'm just going to trust you, honey, and I'm going to trust God. But ain't you glad that in chapter 41, the Bible said, and after this, Job did live. Hallelujah. He did survive. He got double for his trouble. Everything that he lost, I'm glad God brought it back. I'm going to tell you, I ain't never going under. It's impossible for me and you to go under, because when the waves are over our head, they're under his feet, and I'm in the palm of his hand. And John 10:27 said, no man can pluck me out of my Father's hand. I say glory to God, honey, there is a protection. Keeping that window open. There's a problem, though. There's a problem. You've held it back. Don't hold it back. I'm not going to preach there longer. You've robbed me. But you say, where have you robbed me? In your tithes and offerings. Can I give you some statistics? Let me give you some truths. Take what I back. Let me give you some truths. Our time, our treasures, our talents, our tithes, our touch, Our turf. I wonder if you just give God 10% of it. I've tried to do this yearly. I failed a few years. In a 24-hour period, if we took a tithe of 24 hours, is that not 2 hours and 40 minutes? Is that not right? Did you know it's a proven fact? I'm ignorant and I'm unlearned, but spending 2 hours and 40 minutes in a 24-hour period reading my Bible, I can read through it in 31 days. I'm a slow reader. Dr. David Gibbs challenged us as young preacher boys years ago to do this. Thought he was crazy. The month of April, I said, I'm going to see if he's right. And I took an hour and 20 minutes every morning and an hour and 20 minutes every evening within that 24-hour day. And guess what? He's right. I ain't talking about studying. I'm talking about just reading. Now listen, Brother Bowman, my preacher taught me to read 10 chapters a day. And I thank God for that. I'm not belittling what he done. But you know what happened to me? Is I got so caught up in reading my 10 chapters, so when he asked me, I'd say, yes, sir, Pastor, I've read my Bible. Now this is my preacher boy days in high school. And I wouldn't. Now reading always helps you. Don't take this wrong. But I got so hung up in reading my 10 chapters so I wouldn't have to lie to my preacher. That was my goal of reading 10 chapters. It's not how much you read, it's what you get what you read. I've been 2 weeks in 2 or 3 verses from me. And so don't y'all think I'm saying you've got to read a certain amount to be spirit-filled. You better grasp and get a hold of what you read. But I will tell you this, if you ever want to do that, it will purify your mind. You'll never go wrong just reading the Bible. And so I try to do it yearly, sir, and I'm not trying to put me up here. Don't you think that? I'm trying to preach reality to you and I on if we'd keep the windows of heaven open. And somebody said, preacher, I don't have 2 hours and 40 minutes. You can look on Craigslist 1.5 hours and it feels like 10 minutes. You can research land and you can research your hobby and spend 2 hours on a computer in the evening and it not feel like 30 minutes. Don't you go tell me or go tell anybody else you ain't got 2 hours and 40 minutes. And I know that's hard, but that's bold, but it's right. I want the windows of heaven. I want the windows of heaven to remain open, and I better be guilty in my offerings. See, it's more than just your money. If we would give God a tithe of our money, a tithe of our mind, is everybody all right? And give God a tithe of our marriage. I hope I'm not preaching too long. I'm 17 years of marriage if I make it to October the 25th. Got married on opening day of rifle season. That lets y'all know how bad I was messed up. And let me tell you, some of the greatest times me and her have is just laying in the bed beside one another, holding hands, talking about everything. Some of the greatest prayer meetings I've ever had has been with my wife. Got a family altar in the bedroom, and I got a family altar in the living room. Somebody said, do you use it every night? No, sir. I ain't going to lie to them. Sure don't. Hardly ever at home, but we do use our altars. Somebody said, do you sit down and read to your kids every night? My daddy read to me every night religiously. Brother Ken, I've not done that with my kids. But almost every night of my life, I've got my kids in church somewhere with me. And I ain't so sure that I ought to even justify that. Because if we'd take a tithe of our time with that Bible, with our family, some of the best memories I have is when my daddy would get down Indian squat on the floor with that large print Bible and pray to me and my boy. And every question I had as a teenager and growing up, daddy answered it by the Bible. Daddy led us by the Bible. And I want to say the windows of heaven's been open in my home and the windows open in my home. You want me to tell you why? It's because I've had somebody teach me how to keep the windows open. There's a problem we're holding back. There's a protection. He'll protect us from that devourer. He'll rebuke the devourer. Now, there's a promise I want to talk about, and I hope I'm not kept y'all too long. There's a promise in how to keep a window open. And that promise is given that one. Tithes and offerings. Now we could back up verses in front of that and find out that there's hirelings. You used to hear preaching on hirelings all the time. Ain't you glad y'all don't have a hireling for a preacher? Somebody help me. Ain't you glad you ain't got a hireling? Ain't you glad there are not hirelings in here? Somebody has to be paid. What happened to them free will offerings? There's a promise. And that promise is, I believe my Bible, that if you will give, He will open not a window, but the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. I'm real close to being done. Can I start the invitation? Who do you want on the piano? if you'll play real soft, I'm close to being done. That music helps me, if that's all right, preacher. The blessing, everybody that, please hear me. Everybody that is a blessing to you, those that are being a blessing has dealt with a lot of brokenness. You ever know anybody that's just really a blessing to you? Most of those people that are real blessings have been really broken. Because for God to distribute me and you, preacher, He's got to break us. And as we go across the country and we're being a blessing, and I hope I'm being a blessing to you because you're a blessing to me. But let me tell you, when we've rode down the roads and we went from laughing and you crying and praying over me, you don't even have a clue. That day we come to see you, and you said, before we would leave, boys, I want to pray with you. And your man of God put his hands on me. Can I just speak my heart? Your man of God in a pair of camouflage breeches and boots put his hands on me, and brother, I can't even tell you the hell I was going through. And he prayed stuff that I needed to hear and said, oh God, help him. And you know what? Holy Ghost swelled up in my heart, and he was such a blessing. But it's because there's been a lot of breaking. And I'm just 39, and people say, oh, preacher, it's such a blessing to me. And they don't have a clue, do they, preacher? Sometimes I can't take it to be broke no more. But every time God breaks me, there's a blessing. Every time God breaks me, He puts the window up a little higher. Every time God seems to be bearing me, He gets me a bigger window. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. And you know what I've discovered? That blessing and that breaking, that the wind is so beneficial to me. How to keep the windows open is you better make sure your percentage is right and you've got that problem took care of the curse. And the promise is that I'll pour you out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it.